Right now, we're going to hear from Dan Serp, who's been traveling all week long on Rag Brian. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning from Stanley, Iowa.
Dan from Stanley.
Yep, good morning from Stanley.
Yeah, amazing. So this is the final day. Can you believe it?
It's, yes, I can. We've definitely put in the effort and the work and overcome some real challenges and some obstacles, and lots of people are tired, and I can tell you from the smell of my laundry bag, it's definitely day seven.
So that's how you can tell how much the aroma picks up over the weekend.
We were joking last night about how you almost have to have a fan in your tent just to circulate the air because of the smell of everything when it's been rainy and wet all week. It's not good, Paul. It's not good.
Well, of course, last night you spent the night in Cedar Falls, Olwine, and how did that go for you?
Olwine was really great. I think they did some extra things because the event director, Matt Phippen, is from Olwine and born and raised there. So I think they did a few extra things just to make it extra special, and I guess it was his birthday this week and a bunch of things, so... that was kind of cool that they had extra recognition of him and the effort he puts into organizing all this. But Jason and I ate at a Mexican restaurant, had some good food, and a lot of fun throughout the day, and just a really nice ride. Again, weather was very cooperative, and our shortest day and our least amount of climb. So just a nice, relaxing, again, kind of a recovery day, being mindful of, today we have a little bit more climb, actually the most climb we've had on the week, so more hills. And in a 62-mile day. So 62 miles with, 2,400 feet of climb is a pretty legitimate ride. We're looking forward to getting home, too, and getting cleaned up and sleeping in our own beds again, that's for sure.
You know, you mentioned eating at the Mexican restaurant, and one of the things, I've been listening to the reports all week, and Gary's done a good job covering just about everything, but he didn't really ask much about the food, and... we've talked before that I've been on Rag Brian three times, and the very first time I went, I remember I said, I'm going to get into shape and I'm going to lose a bunch of weight. And then at the end of the week, I actually gained weight because there's so much food to eat. So do you find yourself packing a lot of food, and what kind of food choices did you have during the week?
Well, I definitely anticipate this will be my sixth rag bri of gaining weight because I do eat a lot, but you have to. You need those calories and that energy in order to get down the road. And a lot of those situations, eating or not eating enough can be a real problem for people and barrier to success for a ride. So some people, approach this and they consider that, I want to be on a diet, I want to be slim and trim, and maybe they try to keep their calorie intake down, and it's really kind of important to suspend that for the week when you're out here. But as far as food options, I think we've made our rounds on everything from Mr. Pork Chops, grilled pork chops that are smoked and grilled over corn cobs, corn cob fire, to we've had Chinese food the one day, had a nice buffet set up. I don't remember which town we were in for lunch, had Chinese food buffet, was excellent. Lots of pie, cookies, desserts all over the place. Breakfast burritos. A lot of times we'll grab extras and shove one in the bag. And then if you take a break down the road, on the side of the road under a shade tree, you can have an extra snack. Just try to enjoy a little bit of everything. I think Jay said he had a lobster burrito or something the other day that he said was just blew his mind how good it was. He said he's... didn't really want to pay that much for a burrito, but he said it sure was delicious. So lots of options out here, that is for sure.
Yeah, I know the big story, of course, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but Mr. Pork Chop himself passed away. But so he's still with, I guess, relatives or people running his gig then, huh?
So I think, and don't quote me, but I think his son took it over for about 2 years, and then his son passed away.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And so now it's some other members of the family still have it going, but they're definitely busy, and they seem to have great success getting the food just perfect. That is one delicious pork chop when you get it in your hand. Where they were set up yesterday, it was a farmyard where the host family that lived there was out in the yard with their Doberman, and the Doberman evidently had stolen about 8 or 9 pork chops from people and run off them, and everybody was too timid to try to take their pork chop back from the Doberman. So the owners were buying extra pork chops to refund people.
Oh, that is hilarious. You know, I know it's hard to reflect back on the week when you still have a ride yet to complete today, and we'll do that in a second, but I did have a quick question for you. You know, the ride started in Orange City, which is not on the Missouri River. Did you ride to the river the day before, or how did that work for you?
So there was that option, and they posted a route and recommendations for how to do that. I think most people that did do that did it the day before. We came in on the bus on the day before from Guttenberg and wanted to spend time in the Ragbrite Expo, which is kind of like the vendor fair. And that's where a lot of the cycling vendors and, you know, different cycling manufacturers and apparel and all kinds of safety equipment and things are all on display. And you can check it out. There's always lots of food and live entertainment and kind of like a little festival to start Ragbrite. And so we decided to do that, and I think, at least for Jason and I, we've talked in the past that the formality of doing an extra dip or some of those things maybe isn't so much as just the experience of getting from point A to point B and enjoying the ride.
Yeah, that's for sure. I know one year that I went, it was kind of like that. It was a 15-mile ride to the river, and I thought, oh, 15 miles, that's nothing. I can do that. Well, of course, that 30 miles, you know, round trip, the day before when the actual ride started, and boy, I was hurting bad that first day, and I thought, I'm never doing that again.
I think everybody here feels like they had their hands full on the week without that. I'm sure there's people that did it and enjoyed doing it and probably got some great photos, but it wasn't a real high priority for us. You know, just overcoming some of the challenges and remaining resilient and tough and keeping going when maybe you feel like shutting it down for the day. And seeing that there's other people that have waved the flag and decided they're not going to do any more, and that's certainly fine. But to carry on and push forward and make it to the end of the day's ride and to wake up and be tired but still feel strong and ready to go for another day is a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, just a quick, we got a minute or two just to recap on how you think the week has gone. Of course, you got a chance to go up to Minnesota, which was a first. You talked in the first several days about heavy headwinds that really slowed things down. How would you compare this ride to the previous ones you've done, and how would you rate that, I guess, on your Ragbrite experience?
Well, for a Ragbrite experience, I think I threw my own variable a little bit with riding a single-speed BMX this year. And that definitely made it a more challenging, difficult ride and experience. And then the weather really worked to compound that, I think, for everybody here, regardless of what kind of bike you had. A lot of people showed up here thinking it was going to be a short, easy, you know, cake ride across the state of Iowa, and got shown very quickly that even in the flatter spots, you know, spots of the state, you can really have your hands full. The weather, I think, was probably the biggest challenge, a little bit of wind, and then we had pretty heavy rains the other night. Let's see, Iowa Falls, I think we were at, and a lot of teams got very soggy. A lot of the charters, a lot of people, equipment got very, very wet, and so figuring out how to overcome that, I think, was a big deal for a lot of people. But just the smiles and the spirit and the energy and the fun and the laughs while you're going down the road, riding along and seeing David Robinson, you know, the Admiral from the San Antonio Spurs, you know, center. He's out here riding Ragbrite with us. Be able to, you know, greet him and say hello and then keep pedaling is pretty cool. And those kinds of experiences and memories just are almost too many to mention and to think and remember them all.